Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andy Feit is here. Andy is the Chief Executive Officer at Enlocked, E-N-L-O-C-K-E-D. He is a new friend. He's here to talk to us about, first, I want to ask him some questions about the state of email and the future of email. Andy Feit, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Andy, I've done a lot of shows over the years on email, and one of the reasons I've done that is because, you know, social media comes and goes. I shouldn't say goes because it hasn't gone. It's still here. But with all the other things, instant messaging, you know, all the things, all the new technologies, email continues to become the foundational resource, the foundational application, the foundational platform for that really underpins business transactions, doesn't it?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Jim. I think, you know, for most businesses, they're now using some of those other tools, and a lot of businesses are still even using hard copy or paper, but email has become the principal method of communication for businesses, both, you know, internally with employees, externally with their partners and their, you know, customers, but, you know, really, you know, it's for everything. And you know, I can remember back to days before email, but
I do too.
But it's hard.
When I first started in the marketplace, my technology was a ballpoint pen and carbon paper, so I definitely remember before email. But Andy, I remember when, as you say, you talked about paper. Let's talk about writing a letter. There was a time when, you know, obviously if you wanted to write somebody, let's say you wanted to write somebody a follow-up letter to a visit that they had with you. Well, there was a time when you would have put that on paper because it was the right thing to do. Even after email, email was not really in the early days seen as an acceptable way to send a correspondence. It was okay to send a note or a message or something like that, but a formal correspondence, it wasn't seen that way. Today, it's definitely used as a formal correspondence, meaning not an attached letter, but actually in the body of the email, for the simple reason that you can copy other people, they can communicate back and forth on that particular message, and it makes everything more productive. So because of the productivity of it across the organization, email has become an acceptable formal letter resource. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Again, I agree. I think there are a couple of things that used to be used as well. I mean, fax was huge for a number of years.
Right.
When you needed that document that had a signature on it, or you know, a document, you know, perhaps with an image in it that you didn't want to do via email. But today, you know, most people, when they need to deliver that type of document, are going to scan it and email it. I mean, how's that scan
document? That's exactly right.
So absolutely, you know, it's here to stay. I mean, I think email, you know, for almost every business I know, is the principal, the most common method for communicating with everybody. We all are beginning to collaborate in other ways. That piece you talked about of where users, where people would, unlike a document, be able to talk to one another, replies, and create that circle of collaboration is an important element. Some of that requirement is definitely moving towards social media. So you might use, you know, some kind of a social media platform to share
but it's,
with
it's,
others.
It's not, but and that's the case for individuals, but still not for businesses.
Yeah, I would say, you know, a lot of businesses might be blogging today as a way to communicate regularly where they used to.
Now we're talking about publishing. See, in my opinion, you're wandering off into the publishing world a little bit there when you talk about blogging.
Yeah, I think that's true. And email, it all gets pretty blurry because a lot of people send out their newsletter via an email newsletter.
Right.
They might, you know, historically, or in the old days, they would have sent out a physical hard copy newsletter.
But email is still, with all the new stuff, email, the relevance of email, in my opinion, has not only not diminished, it's actually gotten stronger because of the versatility of email. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the important pieces is the archival nature of it.
There you go. And also, by email, when you do social media, a lot of social media is available to the world, right?
Yeah.
Plus, I don't trust Facebook. Do you?
I don't trust Facebook. Yeah.
So
I certainly, I'd be much more careful of what I said there than an email to a colleague.
That's right.
And especially an email that I shared in confidence and. If I really cared about it, you know, I'd do something to make sure that only they could read it. That's really what we focused on.
Well, and so therefore, if email is going to continue to be what I still consider to be the business workhorse, communication workhorse, if it's going to continue to be that way, and I think it will be, the more and more people need to think about securing their email. And you know, Andy, recently we've been seeing of noise about the government spying on us and getting more access to our email.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one concern, although, you know, I would say that most law-abiding citizens, that's not their primary worry. Their primary worry is the hacker, the person stealing, you know, their personal and private information, whether it's, you know, identity theft or just, someone going after your account. You know, for most people, that's what they're concerned about. Certainly, privacy is a big issue.
Concerned, and I think more and more small business owners are engaged in significant business, especially with bigger companies, there may be some espionage, some white-collar corporate espionage going on to hack into a small company, small vendor's email to see the correspondence, to see some of the confidential information that they're sharing with bigger companies. Folks, this is an issue. If you're a serious small business owner with serious emails going to customers, the security of that email is something to consider. When we come back, I'm going to ask Andy Fite to talk to us about how you can take care of that. 20 after, Andy is with InLocked, InLocked.com. Stay with us. Hi, Jim Blassingen here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.